You're the chair of the Ag Committee's Forestry, Conservation, and Climate Subcommittee. What have you learned about the need to achieve more outdoor restoration?
Well, we desperately need it. For 10 years in Colorado, everywhere I've been, but particularly on the West Slope, I've heard over and over again about the underinvestment in our national forests. I've heard about local communities that are having to invest precious dollars that they want to invest in other places, doing the work that the federal government is supposed to do because of these national forests. And as a result of this, we are now making a historic, the largest investment ever in our national forests, and the most historic investment that we've made in land conservation since the Dust Bowl. And I think those two things together are going to be a very, very welcome change in American agriculture and in Colorado, where we will finally have the chance to begin to protect our watersheds, our vital resources that every farm and ranch in Colorado and every community in Colorado depends on for their livelihood, and also the opportunity to be able to give that farm and ranch to the next generation of Coloradans.
My guest is Michael Bennett, who represents Colorado in the United States Senate. You've introduced plenty of legislation this year. One area you focused on recently is funding some of the projects Congress is working on. And one way to do that is by preventing big corporations from paying nothing in federal taxes. Can you talk about your corporate profits minimum tax bill?
Yeah, thanks for that. There's some of America's largest corporations, about 200 of them, that make more than $1 billion in profit. And some of those pay nothing in taxes or almost nothing in taxes. And so what we're proposing is that there ought to be an alternative minimum corporate tax of 15%, just to make sure that people aren't getting away with nothing. You know, Amazon is a good example of a company that doesn't pay anything in taxes and should pay something in taxes. That's certainly what most American people believe. And we were able to negotiate a deal with Elizabeth Warren, who's a senator from Massachusetts, and Angus King, an independent from Maine. And that proposal now has the support of every Democrat, from the most conservative to the most liberal. And I think it's long overdue.
Before we go, let me ask you about your legislation to help rural hospitals upgrade aging facilities. How would your Hospital Revitalization Act work?
Our rural hospitals have struggled, and boy, in the last year and a half with COVID, it's been brutal. And my office has worked with rural hospital leaders in Colorado to write this new legislation, which would provide $17 billion. That's a lot of money, an investment that could be as much as $40 million per hospital to upgrade their infrastructure, expand capacity, so they can better serve their communities and create jobs. So while the bipartisan infrastructure plan and Build Back America plan does a lot of important stuff in rural America, they've left out our critical health facilities. And hospitals like Montrose, like Delta, like the Memorial Hospital in Craig, all would have the potential of being able to have the benefit of this. And, you know, the last time we made a huge investment in rural hospitals was almost 50 years ago. It was a bill called the Hill-Burton Act. This investment would be the most significant investment since then. And I think it's one that is long overdue. You know, if we want to have a rural America, we've got to have rural hospitals. You can't have one without the other. And I think this investment will give us the chance to do it.
Senator Michael Bennett, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me. Great to see you.
For KVNF and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Gavin Dahl.